Hello, this is Radio Kate here, being probably radio-ish, and I'm out this morning at a kind of mini-conference talking about the future of digital DAB radio. And I've just caught up with Daniel Nathan, who is a serial radio entrepreneur, is how he's just described himself to me. And, well, you know, these are your own words.
They were.
And looks after Brighton and Hove Radio and a few other bits and pieces. He's just been on the stage, I think, talking the most sense I've heard from anybody this morning, obviously, apart from my boss, Mark Brock, who I have to flag up. But you were giving the radio industry some tough love. What are your sort of main points?
I think the main thing is to say that we have to commit to being in a multi-platform radio environment, not see this as being the opposition of one thing or another, and look honestly at what are the best platforms to deliver different qualities of radio in the future. Radio should be in a great place. It's a fantastic, ideal accompaniment to our connected online lives. So radio can be around for as long as we want it. The debate has been skewed towards, in my view, a lot of the wrong things.
I mean, I've been hearing for years and years everybody talking about switchover. We need a switchover, switch-off date, otherwise DAB's not going to work. Is that the thing we should be thinking about, or is there something more?
Well, the problem has been that the mooted switchover date has just caused unnecessary division within the industry. It forces people to polarise either for or against. And the thing that is missed here, and the biggest problem for the industry, is the lack of consideration for both the listeners and also the creative practitioners in radio as well. The debate has been about, sterile debate about platforms, when actually it should be the stuff that people want to listen to that we need to refocus upon.
Well, we're here specifically talking about DAB. So where do you see DAB in radio's future?
Pretty straightforward. It's an incremental platform. We're going to be in a multi-platform environment with a mixture of broadcast and online. As was stated by a number of panel members, the dominant global broadcast delivery platform is and will remain FM radio. DAB and its variants, satellite, the iBox standards in the States are all incremental and can offer perhaps useful incremental services. Online offers so much more than all of these things in a supplemental way to begin with. What we will see inevitably, as we've seen in other media sectors, is that transition. Now, if we're clever about it, it means that broadcast probably realistically faces a period of managed decline as new entrants come into the marketplace. Now, the cleverest, smartest incumbents will want to reinvent themselves and take advantage of these new areas, and I think UK Radio Player at last gives them a space to do that. But the great thing about UK Radio Player, and I'm proud to have been involved on the steering group, is its openness. Very low barriers to entry, and it creates a kind of level playing field for a whole load of us. It doesn't spell doom for an entrenched broadcaster. It just means it's another platform which they can then purpose to their own end. It's going to be as useful to Radio 4 or Classic FM as it may be for Loughborough Community Radio.
I mean, I think the most compelling argument that I've heard for DAB is the idea that the FM spectrum is full, and if we want to, get new local services or community broadcasters, maybe even some student radio stations on air, then we need to move to something like DAB. Do you think Radio Player could be that alternative?
Well, Radio Player will have, and online will have low barriers to entry. It isn't broadcast, but there are so many more things that we can do with that. We're offering services built around archive, for example, where it's not necessary for it to be built within a linear stream, then that is definitely the way to go. And there's no question that broadband connectivity is if not ubiquitous yet, but is on the increase. And you know, again, I understand that it is not a replacement for broadcast. The problem with where DAB is at the moment is the sheer cost of that carriage. So just taking my parochial example of a small-scale commercial radio station in the Brighton area, our FM transmission costs are £7,500 per annum. The equivalent on the local multiplex is £100,000 per annum, and to add insult to injury, it doesn't work properly at this point. The incremental build-out may mean that the true cost is something like half as much again. It's not an appropriate platform for delivering certainly local services, and I think that is now acknowledged. The kind of subtle change in emphasis is to see DAB repurposed as an incremental delivery platform to deliver new services, for example, services like Jazz FM, for services that may deliver radio services in languages other than English at a price point that's appropriate to them. So you're not talking, as the BBC survey in 2009, the digital listening survey pointed out, some of these services are not actually thoroughgoing replacements for existing linear services. They offer incremental, there's incremental audiences and services that are a possibility. The problem is with the kind of structure and pricing that we have around that, actually even that is not workable at the moment.
And just finally, it's obviously a very emotional issue for certain people in the room. There was a guy who was selling apparently 80% of the chipsets for DAB radios who slightly attacked the panel for saying that they were a negative minority and skewing the argument. Do you think that was a fair comment, or is there more to be discussed?
I could be generous and say that there's more to be discussed, but frankly, to attack the venerable Jack Schofield as being single-handedly responsible for the decline in his business's fortunes was beyond embarrassing. I think it was wrong again for Anthony to argue that you've got a situation where again it is polarised. It's either or. I think he misrepresented the panel to suggest that everyone wanted DAB canned. That's not the case. We just want to use DAB for what it's best for.
That's lovely. Thank you ever so much.